Hey guys, this is Mel. If you're listening to this, you are about to hear a super special sneak peek of our latest bonus episode, but fair warning, this is just a sneak peek. Don't hurt us. It's totally optional to subscribe, but if you're interested, you can check out our Patreon by searching Significant Lovers Patreon online. Hope you enjoy. Mel, who are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about Sam and Aaron Taylor Johnson. This is a controversial couple. Before the podcast, Kelly, you said, I don't even actually know her maiden name. Well, that is, I think you do know her maiden name because you might remember back in the day, it used to be Aaron Johnson and Sam Taylor.
Oh!
I actually forgot about this.
I guess I forgot about that, too.
I know, because it actually, I'm not going to lie, it goes well together.
It does.
Both of them sound
I thought he
really
was Taylor
good.
Johnson.
I know, no.
He Wait a sec. His name was Aaron Johnson.
Yes.
Wow.
And she was Sam Taylor, and they combined them together to both be Taylor Johnson, which it kind of slaps. Like,
yeah,
I think both
good.
Of them sound a lot better with the three name.
Yeah, it's funny that I forgot that. I feel like my younger
I
self, you know, I loved Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging and the books and everything. I knew him before this all happened, so
yeah,
I forgot.
I know. I mean, it sounds unnatural to say Aaron Johnson or Sam Taylor. Like,
I know. It's just become like four names that go together.
I know.
Aaron and Sam Taylor Johnson. Before we get very deep into the episode, I want to thank our recent Patreon subscribers, if that's okay.
Yes, go
just
for
real
it.
Real quick, since last time we did this, I am just so happy you guys are here. There is new to the club. We have Amanda, Kathleen, Stephanie, Jennifer, Kiki, Charlotte, Lauren, Sarah, Crystal, Christina, and Emily.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh my God, we're
Hope
so
you stick around.
You. Yep.
It's okay if you don't, but...
Yeah, okay if you don't, but make yourselves comfortable. Grab a glass of wine. This is just, you know, we're gossiping today.
Yeah. Unless you're in the car driving.
Oh, yeah.
Then don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
But that would be cool if someone was just sitting at home listening with wine.
Oh, yeah. This is so sweet. Or if you're working from home, you know, pour yourself one. Yeah, we're so happy to be with you guys on a part of your day today. We hope you're having a really good day. Yeah, this couple, a lot of people hate them. They're very controversial, and it's obvious why. I mean, they got together when he was 18, she was 42.
Wow.
It is odd.
I feel like I also forgot the age difference.
Oh, yes.
I think in my head I thought, like, he was 20, she was 35.
No. It's
oh,
like,
wow.
It's pretty odd, and one of the three words I would use is unusual to describe this couple. But another word I would say is unashamed. Mm. They don't really care what you think of them. And
wow.
I don't know what to think of that. I mean, it's weird because they seem very happy together. But, like, obviously I would always think a situation where that happens, where someone dates a teenager when they're well into their 40s. I would think, that's really bad. I don't like it. And I don't love it. But it's so weird years later into their relationship, like, they're still really happy.
Yeah.
To be like, you know, who am I to knock people's happiness? I don't know.
That's so interesting. Well, I feel like we'll explore that more later.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then the final word I have for them is united.
Oh, wow. Sounds positive.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. So,
who are they?
Yeah, well, who are they? But before we get into that, I thought I would maybe touch on, just for some context.
Okay.
I wanted to touch on, like, the traits of men who like older women to maybe...
Because
I couldn't really figure out a lot about Aaron, but I came across this article called Bonobology. Oh, no, on a site called Bonobology, which is titled The 7 Traits of Men Who Like Older Women. And maybe Aaron has some of these, maybe he doesn't, but I think it might give us a good context. here.
What does it say?
It says, number one, might have higher libidos, believing that an older woman with more sexual experience would be more willing to act out their fantasies and teach them a thing or two.
Oh.
Number two, they are more inclined towards maturity and competence and are looking for that in a partner. Number three, they are more interested in stable, family-centric lifestyles. Four, they are more secure in their masculinity. Five, they are more introverted, preferring quiet nights in and deep conversations. Six, they are more open-minded. But seven, they might have lower self-esteem and are seeking validation.
Interesting.
So we don't really know, Aaron. We don't know if these all apply, but maybe some of that is true. But I also came across an article that talked about the stigma around an older woman, younger man relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, this dynamic is different in that the age gap is so severe. So I think there would be stigma regardless, even if you flipped it around.
It's not just like 22 with a 32-year-old or something, you know?
Like if we were talking about like Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher in that situation, I think there's more sexism involved if people were judging them. But in this situation, it's just odd. But it talks about how like relationships like this, they do kind of go against biology. Whereas, because a woman's sexual desirability is traditionally, keyword traditionally, correlated with youth, and older women are not usually viewed as sexual beings, but instead as sexless maternal figures.
Ugh.
Which is a shame. This is from a paper written by someone named Hallie Lieberman, by the way.
Okay.
But, I mean, people really hate this couple, and like I said, I think they would hate them regardless, but it's just interesting to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. I do think people would also judge this couple if it was a man that was older.
I agree, but
I also do think historically, maybe recently it wouldn't pass, but I do think that that has always gotten, you know, people have gotten away with that, and people seem to just expect that more, an older man with a younger woman. All right, I will have to stop the episode right there. Thank you so much for listening to the teaser. If you want to hear the full episode and many other bonus episodes, you can find them on Patreon. You can search Significant Lovers on the website or download the Patreon app. It works a lot like regular podcast listening apps. And we have tons of other couples on Patreon to listen to. So thank you so much for listening and supporting the show, and we'll get back together next week.